This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Coming your way in 20 minutes. Is the Wizard of Oz, delivering his picks, hot and fresh, never scared off by a tough week like last week. Fear not, the Wizard is back. He has pulled himself up by the bootstraps. He's feeling good and doing well on this Friday, and he's ready to go into an ultimate football weekend. We'll do that coming up in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, Target Demo Friday time. Let us know where you're listening, how you're listening, and what you got cooking this sports weekend. We've got college football championship games. We've got a great slate in the NFL we just went over. We've got the U.S. and the Netherlands tomorrow morning. We got it all. We got it all. You can tell me where you are listening to the show. Where I'm listening to the show is my unfinished basement, and it's freezing down here. If you're watching at watchda.com, if you're watching on Twitch, if you're watching on YouTube. Yeah, we're finishing this basement down here, so I should be moving to the home studios to this area about a month from now, you know, when there's insulation and there's heat and there's full electrical and there's sheetrock and there's fixtures and there's doors, you know. Around then. But because the cable guys came, cable guy, last week and insisted, we're just going to install the new wiring down here, but you won't actually use it until you move down here. Call us up to make the switch. Unknowingly to me, I woke up this morning and realized, oh no, this isn't working in the normal office. So I had to problem solve, troubleshoot at 5 in the morning, and then realized, oh, cable guys had been a little premature. Premature electrification happened down here in the basement. And so now I'm doing the show in a winter hat, my warmest hoodie, and I might have to throw on my winter jacket for the final hour of the show because...
Wow.
It's getting colder. I think I actually can see my breath at times.
Wow, you would think sun coming up, maybe a little thawing, but instead getting colder.
Yeah, you know how it goes in the woods up here. It's
wow.
It's a cold,
now,
cold morning.
I think the only thing that could make this last hour better is if you somehow had a bat in the ceiling of your basement and it fell and dropped frozen on your desk.
Thump. Is that guy dead or not? And do I shovel this outside? Maybe my favorite game of the weekend, and there's a lot of good ones, a lot of good ones. And some listeners reminded me that, hey, you know what? That Tennessee-Philly game is also the A.J. Brown revenge game. Eagles trading for A.J. Brown in the offseason for the first-round draft pick. Titans saying, we'd rather not pay that guy. And now the Eagles have the big play threat. Tennessee desperately looking for a big play threat. So, yeah, that one's got the A.J. Brown trade written all over it. But my favorite game of the weekend is Dolphins-Niners. Part of this is modern. Part of this is history. That's kind of how I roll, as you know. Seeing the Dolphins traveling to San Francisco, and granted, this is going to be Santa Clara, not San Francisco, but the Bay Area in general, Dolphins at Niners, immediately makes me think about Super Bowl 19. That was the Marino, Montana Super Bowl, played in the Bay Area, played on the campus of Stanford. And yeah, how weird is that, that there was a Super Bowl played at Stanford? But 1984 season, Marino puts up all those crazy numbers, and you have 48 touchdown passes, 5,000 yards, when those things were incomprehensible from a quarterback. And he was the NFL MVP, and everybody couldn't wait to see the fireworks of the Dolphins playing the Niners. The Niners said, we've been here before. We've been here before. We know how to win these things. We know how to win these games. And our guy has something to prove. Montana felt overlooked because Marino was the golden child of the league. Marino was in just his second year rewriting the record books, and Montana had already won his first Super Bowl a couple of years earlier. So Montana had a bone to pick in that game and wanted to prove that he was still the best quarterback in the NFL. Now, Garoppolo cannot make that case, but you did have a Niners defense and a Niners team that felt overlooked because of the excitement, the freshness of the Dolphins. And I look at this and I see the Dolphins in the Bay Area playing against the 49ers, and some of that intersects. Some of that is parallel. The 49ers have been here, having won big games. They've got a great defense. That 80s Niners defense was always underrated. They had a couple of Hall of Famers, Ronnie Lott obviously in the secondary, but a really good pass rush as well. Fred Dean was a Hall of Famer. They were very underrated throughout the 80s because the offense got all of the attention. This Niners defense is excellent, so I'm sure they can't wait for this matchup against the Dolphins and the explosive passing attack of Miami. But also this is fascinating because if the Dolphins win this football game, they're really for real. And as you know, I'm an open book. When I'm right, I like to remind you of it. When I'm wrong, I eat it. I eat that steak. And I have been reticent the entire season to embrace Tua Tagovailoa. I have felt as though Tua has been propped up by great weapons, but that his throws and that his game and that his accuracy and that what really sets you apart as a great quarterback, I'm still wanting to see. But dude is winning a lot of games. They're 8-3. The offense is putting up big time points, and I look like a jackass, and I'll own that because I don't have anything personal against Tua. The last 4 weeks, they've put up 30-plus or points every single game. They hung 31 on the Lions, 35 on the Bears, 39 on the Browns, 30 on the Texans. One problem. None of those teams are going to the playoffs. None of those teams. So let's see this next 3 weeks against playoff-caliber opponents what the Dolphins' offense does. They're on the road in Santa Clara to take on the Niners on Sunday. They will stay on the West Coast because the following Sunday, Sunday night football, Dolphins are at SoFi to take on the Chargers. And then the week after that, they're in Buffalo to take on the Bills. These 3 weeks tell us a lot about the Dolphins. Are the Dolphins good against bad teams? Are they exciting against bad defenses? Or can they go on the road and beat playoff-caliber opponents? Can't wait. Can't wait. Love this matchup. Love this game. Love to see where Tua's really at and where this defense or where this Dolphins offense really resides. It's also fascinating because now you have a young coach and an even younger mentee as another head coach going against one another. Nobody thinks of Kyle Shanahan as old, but Kyle Shanahan has now been a head coach long enough to have multiple assistants in head coaching positions. Kyle is only 42 years old, but he's got two very good young coaches who were on his staff winning ball games right now. One of them, Mike McDaniel. One of them, Robert Saleh. Now, both those guys are bright. Both those guys are smart and they're confident, but they do it without ego. And, you know, Saleh's had a few missteps here, saying we've got receipts and all the doubters out there. And there's been some stuff I haven't agreed with Saleh. But by and large, I think what you see with Robert Saleh is a guy that doesn't assume he knows everything and can coach up a defense, can he? With Mike McDaniel, I talked about this the other day. I love McDaniel because he takes a role that NFL head coaches have always resided in. I know best. This is what football is. You'll see football through my eyes. And instead, totally turned that on its ear and said, I'm open to feedback. I don't know everything. I'm not the coolest guy. I'm not supposed to be the alpha male here. I don't need to be the alpha male. I connect with you in a more personal way. And, you know, the people that don't need to tell you what they are the ones that are the most impressive. Mike McDaniel doesn't need to prove how smart he is. He just carries himself, and you see the results. Boy, Sean McVay loves reciting all those plays he called 7 years ago. Mike McDaniel doesn't need to do that. Cliff Kingsbury loves to take pictures of his house. Oh, boy, beautiful house, big lawn, big TV, lives in beautiful place in Phoenix. He's got a beautiful girlfriend. Loves to be a cool guy. Mike McDaniel doesn't need to remind you that he's cool. All of these young guys trying to prove something. McDaniel doesn't need to prove anything. He just is. And that's what makes him so impressive. And that's why this team, I think, really loves him. Why he's getting the most out of the team. He's really bright. He's really bright. And this matchup against Shanahan is fascinating. If Mike McDaniel goes to the Bay Area and beats the guy he was the head coach who was his head coach, what does that say about the growth of McDaniel already? I've always been a McDaniel fan. You know this. I banged the drum on him for a long time. So I'm excited to see what this pops up. But I also have to say that Shanahan's developing a hell of a coaching tree. I mean, those two guys that coached under Shanahan, Robert Saleh and Mike McDaniel, both of those guys look good to me in those roles, don't they? And it's funny because Shanahan also has Mike LaFleur, who is the offensive coordinator in New York with the Jets. But you look at some of the other guys who came out of the Mike Shanahan tree. Let's just take Sean McVay. Sean McVay's coaching tree includes Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. Now, Taylor's been to a Super Bowl, so you got to give him that credit, certainly. But who do you think is more responsible for their team's success, Mike McDaniel or Zach Taylor? I would say Mike McDaniel. So all of a sudden, Shanahan's coaching tree has become pretty damn impressive. Now, the Mike Shanahan tree is pretty amazing because Mike had McVay, had Kyle Shanahan, had Mike McDaniel, had Matt LaFleur, all on his same staff in Washington. So Mike Shanahan is the root of all of this. But McDaniel versus McVay. I'm sorry, McDaniel versus Shanahan. Kyle coming up on Sunday. It's going to be a great chess match, won't it? Who uses their weapons better? And whose quarterback can get the most out of those weapons, because we know that Kyle would prefer to have a different quarterback in there, but he's got Jimmy Garoppolo, so can Garoppolo rise to the challenge? When we come back, it's the Wizard of Odds. I'm giving you my plays for this weekend in the college football and NFL schedules. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
Who's the Wizard of Odds? It's D.A.
It's the Wizard of Odds.
Wizard of Odds.
The odds are that you'll be a winner today. The wizard is here, make you feel okay. Hey, 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 hey.
All right, okay, here we go, boys and girls. The Wizard of Odds took a bath last week. We went 0-4-1, but had a couple of bad beats there. I mean, let's face it, the Dolphins having the team total over at 30, scoring 30 the first half, and then sitting on the football the entire second half against the lowly Texans, not what we are looking for. Also, the Seahawks getting screwed out of that victory last week because the non-call on the fumble was a real wizard job, if you will. But we feel good coming back this morning here with the Wizard of Odds. And so we start with the Pac-12 championship game, USC tonight against Utah. I know that the Utes beat the Trojans earlier in the season, but I don't think two times a charm to do it back-to-back chances against this Trojans team. USC has a mission. They're playing in Vegas tonight, which I think is going to help them fast track. I don't think Utah's as good as they were early in the season. And so even though the Utes might slow things down, I think USC wins this game by three or more. I'm taking the Trojans, laying the 2.5. Let's also look at the SEC championship game. Now, you're going to be inclined to say this is a blowout. The line is 17.5. 17.5 points for SEC championship game between the Bulldogs and the Tigers. But let's remember that under Kirby Smart, Georgia has traditionally been roughed up in SEC title games. Now, I think even a loss in the SEC championship game, and Georgia's still going to the college football playoff. But let's go back to last year when under Kirby Smart, Bama beat Georgia 41-24. Let's go back 2 years ago, 2019, when Joe Burrow beat up on Kirby Smart's Georgia Bulldogs 37-10. The year before that, Alabama beat Georgia 35-28 in the SEC title game. They have been roughed up in this game before. I think LSU coming off the stinker last week is actually right to make this a bit of a game. I know I poo-pooed it earlier in the week, but I actually have changed my tune. The Wizard believes LSU plus 17.5 is a big fat number, and he's going to take it. He's going to take all those points. So give me the Tigers plus 17.5 tomorrow, SEC title game. And because I think LSU is going to be able to keep this a game, I think the over in this game is a play. The total is 51.5. Give me the total in this game over 51.5 in the SEC championship game. That's my three college picks. The Wizard has two NFL picks. We were talking about that Dolphins and Niners game. I believe that the Dolphins are going to play well on Sunday in Santa Clara. And I believe, even though I've been hesitant to embrace Tua this season, Mike McDaniel's familiarity with what the Niners do and Kyle Shanahan is going to help in this game. Coaching, I'm going to take McDaniel over Shanahan. The Dolphins are catching 4 points. I think it's a close game. I think Miami could win this game. Give me the Dolphins plus 4. And finally, Bengals and Chiefs from Cincinnati. Last year they played at Arrowhead Stadium, and the Bengals clawed their way back from down 21-3. I think the Chiefs are going to score. I think the Bengals are going to score. I think Cincinnati's offense has been rolling. I know the Chiefs' offense has been rolling. Give me the over on 53 in this game. I think this game is played in the high 20s, low 30s. I think they clear 53 points. And so the Wizard likes USC tonight minus 2.5. LSU plus 17.5 against Georgia. The over in the SEC title game. The over in the Bengals and Chiefs game. And the Dolphins plus 4. And that is the Wizard of Odds. Now, Mraz, as you know, today I am doing the show from deep in the bowels of my house in the basement, the unfinished, unheated basement. And so the Wizard is wearing his winter jacket. He's wearing his beard. He's also wearing a winter hat, knit hat over the Wizard's hat, right? You can see this on the Twitch and on YouTube and everything.
Yes, you look like you might be under an overpass on my ride home, to be honest with you.
I'm either under an overpass or perhaps I'm one of the three wise men that just got back from a Bills game.
I do love going double hat, just showing just how little warmth the actual Wizard hat supplies.
So by doing this show, we don't take ourselves too seriously. But as you know, Mraz, we can be put in pretty precarious, embarrassing situations. This morning, the electricians have come to rewire the basement. And they have arrived as this segment started. They've only seen me in regular civilian clothes. They have walked in right now. They turned the corner into what will one day be my studio space, looked at me wearing a beard, a wizard's hat, and a wand, shook their head, and just turned around and started walking away. I am humiliated to the utmost degree that this is how they have to find me, shivering in the basement wearing the Wizards outfit.
Off an 0-4 in 1 week.
Yeah, really? I can't even brag about that.
They might be asking if you have the money to pay them. I mean, at this point.
And this is what I get for authoring the sports radio version of Pee-wee's Playhouse, to look like a moron when I least need to.
Again, I look, all else, DA, no matter what, you look like an idiot. It's been a disastrous day, but I can't stress enough, you're going to have great beams. I mean, just so perfectly level. Not a lot of knots in the wood. You're okay.
Really, really excited about the four-way switches going on down here and the electrical sub-panel being installed in just a few minutes. All right, standing by for our final headlines of the morning is Peter Schwartz. Peter Schwartz, what do we got?
DA, this report is brought to you by Lowe's. Where can you smell fresh pine from the curbside pickup line? No, not DA's basement. Lowe's, actually. Explore the holiday fun and check off every gift on your list during Winterfest at Lowe's. Save on tools and more. And let's start with Thursday Night Football, and the Boo Birds were out in Foxborough last night.
High snap is back to Jones. A deep drop. Stands and throws it left underneath, caught by Myers in the flat. He dives ahead to the 47-yard line of New England, and the Patriots are going to punt.
Oh! There's a white flag waiver. White flag waiver.
9-yard gain of the fans.
Buffalo loves it. Look at them.
Well, the Patriot fans are booing the Bills fans, and there are a lot of them here tonight.
That stinks.
At least down below our booth. Happy with what they're seeing.
A very unhappy Patriot radio
crew.
How
humiliating, huh? That there's a ton of Bills fans that made the trip, watch the Bills dominate the night, the Patriots wave the white flag and punt from near midfield, and then don't take the timeouts when they have got three of them and the Bills take a knee with 2 minutes to play. That's as humiliating as it gets for a Patriots franchise. They used to do that to everybody else.
Why didn't I hear Scott Zolak telling anybody to start the buses last night? That's
no.
It's Zach, hard to Zach be a bully Gelb, now.
Zach Gelb did not have a good time there
last
night.
Yeah, Gelb made that trip up to Foxborough for that game yesterday.
That's right.
He had to watch that stinker.
That's a shame. But you know what? He rebounded with the Stern pick, so everything worked out.
That was Bob Sosi and Scott Zolak on Patriots Radio. Not very happy they were. The Bills improved to 9-3, beat the Patriots 24-10. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones certainly heard those boos, and the frustration spilled over onto the sideline where Jones started screaming.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me, but you know, we were kind of playing from behind, and what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays.
Instead, they blew Yikes. Chunks. Josh Allen and the
nice!
Bills.
Nice! That's a good one.
You like that.
Yeah.
Josh
Instead
Allen and the Bills. Chunks. Anytime, you know, I've had a very, very difficult football life, so anytime I can take a dig at the Patriots, I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
You know? Josh Allen and the Bills have won three games away from home in 12 days.
We could have used every excuse in the book, but our guys, you know, we work extremely hard. We care about each other, care about each other's families, and I think, you know, when you have that type of love in the locker room, you know, you're going to find ways to win football games. And, yeah, it wasn't easy, I'll say that.
Allen threw for 223 yards and two touchdowns. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson met with reporters yesterday for the first time since his return from an 11-game suspension, and he would not take any non-football questions.
Deshaun, on August 18th, you said that you wanted to tell your side of the story at some point and that people haven't been interested in listening to what you have to say. So at some point, will you take non-football questions down the line?
Like I said, at this time, I can't address any of that stuff. Who knows what the future holds, but right now I'm so locked in on just basically being the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
And on Sunday, Watson will be back in Houston to face his former team, the Browns beating the Texans. So what does he expect from the Houston crowd?
I'm focusing on just being the starting quarterback and executing the game plan. That's my main focus. I'm not worried about the atmosphere. I got to go in and make sure I execute the game plan.
And that kickoff Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern time. World Cup, couple of games at 10 o'clock Eastern this morning. Korea Republic against Portugal. Ghana against Uruguay. USA facing the Netherlands in the round of 16 Saturday morning. American midfielder Christian Pulisic is still recovering from a pelvic injury suffered in Tuesday's win over Iran. Earlier in the show, I played this cut, but a key word was bleeped out, DA. Mm-hmm. And we were able to track down or at least Jerry Recco at WFAN was able to track down an unedited version of this soundbite where Pulisic talks about that injury.
I'm focusing on being.
I didn't get like hitting the balls, but like it's not like I'm all right. I'm all right. It was very painful, and it just, you know, that bone is there for a reason to protect you, I think, and I hit it well.
Now, which bone was he referring to?
I think the pelvic bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Specifically.
Yeah. Pulisic said he's doing everything in his power to be on the field on Saturday. There was one game in the NBA last night. Mavericks and Pistons went to overtime, and the Pistons win it 131-125. There was a big upset in college basketball last night. Utah beat number 4 Arizona 81-66. And in the NHL, the Lightning beat the Flyers 4-1. Steven Stamkos, DA, with his 1,000th career point.
Excellent. Thank you, Schwartz. Great job today. I do have a question. You were part of a big conversation yesterday about this Miller's Ale House incident where you felt you had got really bad service, and ultimately the CEO of Miller's Ale House heard the radio segment, called you, and did they offer you a gift certificate or something?
Well, I got two phone calls. The incident was Tuesday night, and they called me Wednesday after the Boomer and Geo show because I was filling in, doing updates there. So right after my last update on that show, the regional manager for the Miller's Ale Houses on Long Island called me to talk about it and apologize. He offered me gift cards. A gift card.
Did you accept it?
Of course I accepted it. They're going to mail it out next week.
Will you go back to that Miller's Ale House?
No, not right away. They have to clean up their act, that particular location. And, you know, the thing is, other people on Twitter, other residents of that community, did respond in support, saying they have noticed, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Many people reached out saying recent years, the service in that particular location have gone downhill.
Now, I, you know, I love you, Pete.
Yes, sir.
There does seem to be you do seem to run into the same situation constantly where you think that you got bad service. I mean,
yeah.
Do you think that perhaps your standards are a little bit too high or...
No, I like to eat hot food when I order hot food.
I know. But you have complained enough to where the manager came out and said, it's always something with you people.
Well, but here's the thing.
And remember the IHOP incident of Mother's Day during
the
pandemic?
Come on, I had every right to be upset about that. In this particular... See, in this particular, we did not ask to speak to the manager. We didn't ask for the manager.
Okay.
The server came out and spilled the ranch dressing all over me. That was the first thing. Then the food came out incorrect. My food came out cold. We did not make a big stink about it. We just pointed out what was wrong. The manager took it upon himself to come over and said to us, he got into our face and said, "It's always something with you people."
Right, so it must have been a previous incident as well.
3 weeks ago, it took over an hour for the food to come out, and there was nobody in the restaurant.
Right, so that does seem...
But again, that night, we did not complain about it. The waitress went to the manager and said, "You have to go talk to the kitchen because these people's their food didn't come out." The manager, without us asking, came over and apologized and took something off the bill. So, like, this manager and the regional manager told me this on the phone yesterday. I do apologize. He just finished training, so I said maybe he needs a little more.
Pete, can I ask you something? I had a little bit of a theory. You had
and
mentioned
Mr. Subway sandwich maker is going to chime in on.
No,
this.
I do because I've worked in food service.
Yes,
I have a theory.
Food service.
You said that this manager came out and said, you know, it's always something with you people, right? Basically, you guys had some kind of issue a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, one incident 3 weeks before that.
And you mentioned that you were frequent customers of this Miller's Ale House.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's possible, and whether you believe you did anything is irrelevant here, that this manager saw you and your family walk in and decided that it was time for him and the staff to take a dive because they had enough of you guys?
So the ranch dressing, the cold fries. So you think he told the server to intentionally spill ranch dressing on me?
I think they drew up a couple plays. I think for whatever reason, they don't like, quote unquote, you people. I don't know what the reason is.
Well, I don't know what the reason is, too, because as Boomer mentioned on The Fan the other day, I'm a local celebrity. They should not be treating me that way.
That's a fair point.
But maybe that's it. Maybe the ego is too big to get through the door there.
It was very simple. We got up after the manager insulted us. We got up and left and went across the street to Dairy Queen.
Did you pay the tab?
No, we didn't eat anything.
No appetizer.
There was no appetizer.
So Zingers came out, didn't have sauce. You had ranch spilled on you.
My sandwich came out cold.
And your fries were cold, and you were like, I'm not eating any of this. We're leaving.
No, we never said we weren't going to eat it. We just told the waitress, this is cold. My son's Zingers doesn't have sauce on it. Bradley's Zingers had the wrong sauce on it. I mean, you're just going to sit there and...
Did you have sodas or waters only?
They brought soda out.
And you didn't drink them?
I drank one, but at that
point...
Well,
you didn't pay for it.
I didn't. No, absolutely not.
Well, that's a dine and dash.
Well, that's too bad. They shouldn't have spilled ranch dressing on me, and they shouldn't have insulted
me. That's stealing. You can't steal a soda from a restaurant.
Too bad. I got a gift card out of it.
Yeah.
Of course you did. The moment that ranch dressing hit your Islanders hoodie, you said to yourself,
it was not an Islanders hoodie.
Cha-ching.
It was a champion hoodie that I paid a lot of money for in the Big and Tall store.
I love it. Well, you're going to have to let us know if they can clean up their act, okay?
Well,
I want to know.
I believe they took a big step in the right direction with the regional manager calling and offering the gift card. And then a half an hour later, the CEO of Miller's called me profusely apologizing.
Wow.
And what I did was when he did that to me, I turned around and said to him, well, I need to apologize to you for making this as public as it got.
Oh, he goes,
you don't have to apologize. I'm glad you did that because if we don't know about it, we can't fix it.
Oh, all right. So maybe you're kind of a...
Well, we'll be going to Comac and Deer Park until Levittown straightens
out.
Great.
One's closer to me.
You want to come? When I get the gift card, maybe you can come with us.
Yeah, maybe I'll take you up on it. Maybe I need to observe how the Schwartz act in a restaurant
I'm not paying for you, so it depends on how big the gift card is. So
Schwartz is now the Batman of Miller's Ale House.
Love the place. The food is
great
there.
Cleaning up the streets.
That's the lost point in this whole thing, how upset we were because we love coming there. It's what every time we say to the kids, where do you want to go to eat? They'll always say Miller's. And that's what the most disappointing part about this whole thing was.
I feel you. Well, Schwartz, great to have you on the show here
this
morning. That was a lot of fun. When we come back here on the program, we've got Target Demo Friday and an epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
All right, from Facebook, Sherman in Buffalo. Jeff Sherman actually says he's listening on the Odyssey app, feeling good, doing well after the Bills reminded the Patriots again who owned the division now. #TargetDemoFriday. AJ's in Fort Wayne, listening on the Odyssey app as well, cracking the Southern Tier Christmas beers and trimming the tree while my Panthers are on a bye. Hashtag rocking ye faithful. Target demo Friday. Danny is in Palm Springs. He's in California. Good old-fashioned radio there, guys, as you do it from your basement. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Edwards in Cleveland on the Odyssey app, delivering cryogenic liquids. All defenses keep sacking Brady 6 times per game, so go defenses. Hashtag go Noles, goal Niners. That's a Target demo.
Booskies.
Mike is in Gainesville, Florida, listening on his phone via the Odyssey app while making tall grass short on this Target demo Friday. Dan in Mechanicsburg says, happy Fry DA, guys. At this rate, you might have to make it the 25 DAs of Christmas by next year. Who gets cable anymore? Good luck with that, brother.
I made a mistake. I'm willing to admit it.
Detective Milkshake is back on the case. Hashtag goose. Hashtag TDF. Target demo Friday. Dan, we get cable around here because you need hardwiring to do the show and to send the audio and to have the video. We can't just do this on pure Wi-Fi. You need the hardwire. That's why we need it around here.
Booskies.
Bubba Beard, DA, I'm listening in Upper New York via the beard. I, too, have been screwed by being blamed for being sloppy. Meanwhile, I'm keeping you warm in the cold basement. Hashtag I love Jack Stern. Hashtag Aaron Demendelara.
Booskies.
We're giving booskies out
Thursday
on the Tucker
Thursday
here. That Twitter handle is at the Beard of Odds. So good to see that the beard is weighing in. Okay. Lewis is watching on YouTube in Toronto. Never been screwed by the cable guy, but while I'm working, I don't need it to enjoy the World Cup today. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
You're a beast. You're a tank.
Pat is in Boise listening on Twitch. It's an American rite of passage to have some cable service horror story. Either they waste your entire day off or they cut some vital cable by accident. Like Big Lara, I'm watching the Boise State game this weekend on a Target Demo Friday. Hey, guys, you still got me there?
We got you. We got you.
Okay. All right. Sounded like the sound went out for a second there. Ragnar Razorback is listening in Fayetteville on the CBS Sports Radio app. Great rotation this week from the DA depth chart. Going to be watching football and introducing a new puppy to the baby and Ragnar the cat. Hashtag it's always something with you people. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
I hate that.
Derek in Pittsburgh is in Pittsburgh listening on SiriusXM 158. Getting a new garage opener put in today and putting up some Christmas decorations. The cable bill kicks my ass every month. Hashtag call the cows now on a Target Demo Friday. Lonnie is at home in Arizona watching on Twitch. I'll be watching my 49ers hopefully take the whole thing. Looking forward to getting back on both feet. Hashtag proud D-Alien. Hashtag D-Alien Army. Hashtag best show ever. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
We left some meat on the bone there for sure.
Incognito Man is listening. He says he's in Southeast Wisconsin wishing my daughter and her team a great skate this week in Ann Arbor. And says, D-A, you need to be beamed up from the D-Angin. I'm not in my dungeon today, thankfully. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. I like handling meat. Ostrich Eyes is watching on Twitch at work in Fayetteville, not bullying servers in an attempt to get free food. Cough, cough, Schwartz. Hashtag get him out. Target Demo Friday. Brandon is listening to everybody on 100.3 The Team here in Dirty Myrtle, South Carolina. No cable guy issues, but that soundtrack is one of the best ever. Hashtag, how about them Cowboys at a Target Demo Friday.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Rob of the 321 just tuned in to Twitch. DA, I see you're really roughing it today in the wilderness. Happy Friday. Wishing Kaylee an awesome first competition tomorrow in Fort Pierce. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
I'm here snorting around.
Ed is in Harrisburg, PA, listening at work on Sirius XM 158. I feel like I'm DA show famous after Tank's govern and you reading my Rams take tweet yesterday. I've been screwed by the cable guy. He said he was going to come at 1, didn't come until 5. I ditched it after that. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Stop.
And Tony is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sirius XM app. No cable guy may enter the mothership from here on out. Hashtag Gobblegate. Hashtag I'm feeling good and doing well. And Jason is listening in his basement. We are basement buddies, DA, on Odyssey. No cable guy issues here, but a wise man did once say, when your love is truly giving, it will come back to you tenfold.
You can't do that.
Demo Friday. All right, let's get to your epic fail of the morning. We had a couple of them today, Mraz. A lot to choose from. Which did you choose?
As you say that, I've completely turned up. Oh, I know. It's the connection issues to start the show. It's okay. Our epic fail.
Yes, I woke up today and went to the normal in-house studios here at Casa Amendolara, and it wasn't working. We said, why is that? And the scramble ensued for an hour, and then I realized, wait a second, the cable guys that came last week totally screwed up and miswired what was supposed to be active for the studio, and they activated the basement line. So now I'm in an unfinished basement doing the show today, freezing my butt off. Here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I now am doing the show from a cold, dank, unfinished basement with a bunch of 2x4s and cinder blocks around me. You don't have visuals of it yet, but I'm sure Kat will get those. But guys, today, if we're asking our listeners where they're listening from, this is where I'm listening from, next to the oil tank that just kicked on. So that's that. Hi. How you guys feeling? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect right now because I can't hear anybody else. And so we'll retry this. Signing off in 3, 2, 1.
Never mind. My mic was down. That may have been the problem. As I look to my left at Billy Jacqueline. Okay. So we should get DA back up. And should be fine. I was talking, I promise, if you were watching me on Twitch.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
So, we'll get DA reconnected. I got news for you, Billy. I think we're going to break here.
I think this is going to be the epic fail today.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Billy called it. It had to be the single craziest, hectic, chaotic, dysfunctional first 45 minutes of the show ever. And that's saying something. Because mad scramble to get me set up, could not get set up in time. I'm trying to figure out where the hell I can do the show from in the house. Mraz is going to take over, does take over. I realize I can do it in the basement. I set up in the basement. We come back from break. I'm talking that I don't hear anybody. Mraz is... mic is down, so I think I'm disconnected. I disconnect again. Of all the times ever, we have a 6:20 Eastern Time guest. We never have anybody that early because our guy is in Qatar, which is the middle of the afternoon, doing a World Cup spot. Now we've got to scramble. He's on Zoom because, of course, he's in Qatar. He can't be on a phone. And now he's looking down the line at just from Qatar to a big cutout of me on Zoom. As we try to scramble to make up some World Cup coverage on the fly. I mean, that had it all. And now my poor electricians, Mraz, as they come in to try to wire this place now, is they're looking at me in a big dopey Santa costume with the Wizard of Oz beard, winter jacket. We have Schwartz getting one over on the Miller's Ale House staff yet again. I'm sure Jock alone is just like, get me the hell out of here. We always say get me to Friday, but he wants get me to Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern.
First Bud Light, 9.03 a.m. for Jock alone today.
That'll do it for us this morning here on the DA Show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Billy Jacqueline on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to the Wizard of Watch DA, Andrew Kaplan. And thanks to Peter Schwartz on your headlines. We duct taped it together. We slapped some Elmer's glue on it. And we got it. We landed the plane. That's all that matters. Be good and be good to one another. We will see you for Sunday morning football. The Mothership disconnects.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.